Welcome to the Detox for Your Life podcast. And there's something that I want you to stop saying. So last night, I saw a post on Instagram that said something like, when people say, after all I've done for you, that means they only did something for you for a transactional reason, right? That just did not sit. As a giver, that just did not. It rubbed me the wrong way. And the first thing that came to my mind was, it's the takers who are usually the ones who feel this way. Now, I get some of you aren't going to agree with what I'm about to say. And guess what? Everyone is entitled to their opinions. That's the beauty of this world. We all have our own experiences, thoughts, feelings, opinions. And since this is my podcast, this is my thoughts. These are my thoughts. This is my opinion. And it's okay. Yay. I actually said that a lot nicer than it was in my head. Woohoo. Go, Nikki. Anywho. As I was saying, the majority of us who are natural born givers, keywords, those of us who are givers, whether you're a natural born giver or you just became a giver over the course of your life, we do for others out of the kindness of our heart. It's just a part of who we are. So when we say, after all I've done for you, and I say we because I'm one of those people who say it and will continue to say it. Boy, let me push pause here. Let me take a second, push pause and paint a picture by giving you some examples. These aren't specifically Nicole's examples. These are just examples that pop into my head. Let's say, for example, a coworker had something personal going on in their life that they may have shared with you, or they may be going on a vacation for whatever reason. But let's say they had something personal going on in their life and they needed to take time off. And because you knew they had a lot going on and you didn't want them to feel overwhelmed when they returned, nobody made you do this. Nobody told you you had to do this. But out of the kindness of your heart, you decided to take on some of their workload so they wouldn't feel overwhelmed when they came back. You know, you had their back and you wanted them to know that. Okay, so maybe that one doesn't resonate with you. Let's say you always do something for a friend's birthday, but your friend never does anything for you. Okay, I'm sorry. They send you a happy birthday text or a meme or something, right? Okay, that's about all they do. Or let's say when you and your friend go out, sometimes you pick up the check, but your friend never, ever picks up the check. Or you're very supportive of your mate, but your mate is never supportive of you. You always look out for someone, but that person never looks out for you. Okay, you get where I'm going, right? And maybe I live in a different world from the person or people who take issue with someone saying, after all I've done for you. Most of us who are givers will never be on the receiving end of somebody saying that. You know why? Because we're the ones doing it all. And as I was saying, maybe I live in a different world from the people who take issue with that, because I can't imagine any human being who's always doing or more consistently doing or more frequently doing, because I know some of you who live in a world of absolutes of like, oh, well, nobody always does anything. So for you people who annoy me when y'all do that, for you people, let me add some more words like frequently or more consistently do that, who take issue with those of us who are the ones more frequently or often or always doing it. To me, nobody, as I was saying, because I got a little distracted, because I got my little feelings there for a moment, because as you can tell, this topic does not sit well with me. So let me pull it back together, have my woosah moment. Inhale, exhale, because I'm in my feelings. Let me release it. Let me release it. Okay, thank you all for your understanding, is I have a human moment. As I go back to what I was saying, I can't imagine anybody, any human being, who's always more frequently, more consistently doing something for someone or having that person's back, who would not have an expectation that of all people who are going to show up for me, it's going to be this person who shows up for me, because I've always shown up for them, right? Most human beings think that way. It's just human nature. And, okay, so some of you are like, well, no, Nicole, I wouldn't think that way because y'all are so perfect, right? Y'all have this existential way of thinking and being. So you're the outliers, right? You're not like a lot of us. Or maybe it's just me and the way my brain works. And since my brain works this way, I'm going to speak from Nicole's perspective. I want you all to stop saying, if people say after all I've done for you, they only did it for a transactional reason. Please stop saying that. That may apply to some people, but that doesn't apply to everybody and to a vast majority of people. I am recognizing that there are some people that does apply to. But for those of us who are natural born givers or givers, even if we weren't born that way, that doesn't apply to most of us, right? Anywho, I'm Nicole L. Turner, your mindset coach, helping you shift the way you think so you can change the way you live. If you're in need of a mindset coach, you can reach out to me at detoxforyourlife.com.